ಸದಭಕ ಚರಣ ರೇಣು ಭಜನ ಅನುಕೂಲ
ಸದಭಕ ಚರಣ ರೇಣು ಭಜನ ಅನುಕೂಲ
ಭಕ್ತ ಸೇವಾ ಪರಮ ಸಿದ್ಧಿ ಪ್ರೇಮಲತಿಕಾರಮೂಲ
ಭಕ್ತ ಸೇವಾ ಪರಮ ಸಿದ್ಧಿ ಪ್ರೇಮಲತಿಕಾರಮೂಲ
ಮಾಧವತಿ ಭಕ್ತಿ ಜನನಿ ಯತನೆ ಪಾಲನ ಕೋರಿ
ಮಾಧವತಿ ಭಕ್ತಿ ಜನನಿ ಮಧವ ಪಾಲನ ಕೋರಿ
ಕೃಷ್ಣ ವಸತಿ ವಸತಿ ಬೋಲೆ ಪರಮ ಆದರ ಬೋರಿ
ಕೃಷ್ಣ ವಸತಿ ವಸತಿ ಬೋಲಿ ಪರಮಾದರ ಬೋಲಿ
ಗೌರಾಮರ ಸವಸ್ಥಾನೆ ಪೊರಲೋ ಬ್ರಾಹ್ಮಣ ರಂಗೆ
ಗೌರಾಮರ ಸವಸ್ಥಾನೆ ಪೊರಲೋ ಬ್ರಾಹ್ಮಣ ರಂಗೆ
ಸವಸ್ಥಾನ ಹರಿ ಬೋಮಿ ಪ್ರಣಯಿ ಭಕ್ತ ಸಂಗೆ
ಶ್ರೀ ಸವಸ್ಥಾನ ಹರಿ ಬೋಮಿ
ಪ್ರಣಯಿ ಭಕ್ತ ಸಂಗೆ ಗಂಗಾವಾದ್ಯ ಸುನಿತೆ ಮನ ಅವಸರ ಸದಾಯಾತೆ
ಮೃದಂಗವಾದ್ಯ ಶುನಿತೆ ಮನ ಅವಸರ ಸದಾಯಾಚೆ
ಗೌರವಿಹಿತ ಕೀರ್ತನ ಶುನಿ ಆನಂದ ಹೃದಯ ನಾಚೆ
ಗೌರವಿಹಿತ ಕೀರ್ತನ ಶುನಿ
ಆನಂದ ಹೃದಯ ನಾಚೆ ಯುಗಲ ಮೋತಿ ದೇಖಿಯ ಮೋರ ಪರಮ ಆನಂದ ಹೋಯ
ಯುಗಲ ಮೋತಿ ದೇಖಿಯ ಮೋರ ಪರಮಾನಂದ ಹೋಯ
ಪ್ರಸಾದ ಸೇವಾ ಕೋರಿತೆ ಹೋಯ ಸಕಲ ಪ್ರಪಂಚ ಜಯ
ಪ್ರಸಾದ ಸೇವಾ ಕೋರಿತೆ ಹೋಯ ಸಕಲ ಪ್ರಪಂಚ ಜಯ
ದಿನ ಗೃಹೇ ಭಜನ ದೇಖಿ ಗೃಹತೆ ಗೋಲೋಕ ಭಾಯ
ಜಯ ದಿನ ಗೃಹ ಭಜನ ದೇಖಿ ಗೃಹತೆ ಗೋಲೋಕ ಭಾಯ
ಶರಣ ಸಿಂಧು ದೇಖಿಯ ಗಂಗಾ ಸುಖ ನಸಿಮಾ ಪಾಯ
ಶರಣ ಸಿಂಧು ದೇಖಿಯ ಗಂಗಾ ಸುಖ ನಸಿಮಾ ಪಾಯ
ತುಳಸಿ ದೇಖಿ ಜುಡಾಯ ಪ್ರಾಣ ಮಾಧವ ತೋಷಣಿ ಜಾನಿ
ತುಳಸಿ ದೇಖಿ ಜುಡಾಯ ಪ್ರಾಣ ಮಾಧವ ತೋಷಣಿ ಜಾನಿ
ಗೌರ ಪ್ರಿಯ ಕಕ ಸೇವನೆ ಜೀವನ ಕಾತಮಾನಿ
ಗೌರ ಪ್ರಿಯ ಶತ ಸೇವಾನೆ ಜೀವನ ಸಾಧಕ ಮಾನೆ
ಭಕ್ತಿ ವಿನೋದ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಭಜನೆ ಅನುಕೂಲ ಪಾಯ
ಭಕ್ತಿ ವಿನೋದ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಭಜನೆ ಅನುಕೂಲ ಪಾಯ ಜಾ
ಪ್ರತಿ ದಿವಸೆ परम सुखे स्वीकार करो
प्रतिदिवसे परम सुखे स्वीकार करो
हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे
हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे
हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे
हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे
धावक तरण रेणु भजन अनुकूल
शुद्ध भक्त चरण रेणु भजन अनुकूल
भक्त सेवा परम सिद्धि प्रेमान सीकार मूल
भक्त सेवा परम सिद्धि प्रेमान सीकार मूल
भक्त सेवा परम सिद्धि प्रेमान सीकार मूल
भक्त सेवा परम सिद्धि प्रेमलति कर मोला
हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे
हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे
हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे
हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
ओम अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकय चक्षुः उन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः नमः ओम विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादि पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्रीकृष्णचैतन्यप्रभुनित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैतगदाधर श्रीवासादिगौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे ओपन द विंडोस वेरी हॉट हरे कृष्ण We welcome all of you for the Chaitanya Charitamrita Chapter 8 discussions. We are in the Ramananda Rai and Lord Chaitanya conversation. Yesterday I devoted a little more time on examples on Swadharma Acharana and Swadharma Tyaga. Swadharma Acharana, you showed this one? Swadharma Acharana, I was showing yesterday that one Ajamila followed Swadharma Acharana, isn't it? He followed the Swadharma Acharana. But eventually he fell off, he fell away. But ultimately the holy name Parodharma brought him. The holy name brought him back to Krishna consciousness. Then another example I gave, Swadharma Tyaga. The person who gave up his Swadharma and went for renounced order is Bharat Maharaj. And Bhagavatam mentions it's at the prime of his youth. Left behind his kingdom. Yeah, well, there's a verse which says that Yo dustyajan darasutan suhrad rajyam hridisprishah jahau yuvai vamalavad uttam ashloka lalasah. That verse says Yo dustyajan, very difficult to give up. Darasutan, the wife, the children, the kingdom, and the treasury, and the comforts, and facilities, and luxuries, which are very heart-touching, which capture the heart of a person. He gave it all up, completely. Surat Rajyam Hridi Sprashaha, Hridi Sprashaha. But he didn't just give it up. How he could give it up? Jahau Yuvaiva Malavat, it says. He gave it up just like after passing stool, a person will not even look at it. He will come out of the washroom. Like that he came out. Uttamashloka lalasaha, Krishna lalasaha, Uttamashloka lalasaha. Because he had developed a greed for attaining Krishna. So he could easily give up those things. It's mentioned. So in this way, and I told you another story of that Puranic story of Brahmachari meeting that the butcher as well as that lady. The lady was serving her husband well and the butcher was serving his parents well. So there is an emphasis on Swadharma Acharana there. So that's talking about the good side of Swadharma Acharana. And Ajamila pastime shows about how even a person falling Swadharma Acharana can trip and fall down because one does not have a higher taste of, Krishna lalasaha. So, and then, but anyway, for a religious person, it is better to be Swadharma Acharan. And one who is doing Swadharma Acharan, he can be taught Krishna Karmarpan. And in Krishna Karmarpan also, yesterday, we discussed about how some people think God is impersonal. They have so many notions about the Paramartha. And therefore that is also condemned. Then Swadharma Tyaga. Now Swadharma Tyaga is also incomplete. Why? Because it is only negation of the negative. There is no absorption in the positive. So Swadharma Tyaga alone is not enough. Then Jnana Mishra Bhakti. That's what we discussed, that famous verse, Jnane Prayasam Udapasya. So, at least there is some element of bhakti. And Mahaprabhu wanted to Agi Kahar, he wanted to hear more about it. So, then we discussed yesterday about Jnane Prayasam Udapasya Navanti Eva. Yeah. Here Mahaprabhu said, yeah, all right, okay. Let us see. These are the problems with Jnana Mishra Bhakti. Please read it.
Not within the jurisdiction of pure devotional service as practiced in Vaikuntha Loka. It may be free from material contamination, but because there is mental speculation...
Why it is not in the jurisdiction of Shuddha Bhakti? In PDS, in pure devotional service, definition, you all know, Jnana Karma Adi Anabhyatam. It should be free from Jnana Karma, because this Jnana is monistic knowledge or merging in Brahman type of knowledge. It's mixing the bhakti, so it's mixed bhakti, it is not Shuddha Bhakti. And then?
It may be free from material contamination, but because there is mental speculation, the
it is still not pure, yeah,
is
correct.
Not pure.
It is not considered pure, yeah. Yeah, read that. Until
one comes to the stage of actually understanding one's eternal relationship with the Supreme Lord, he cannot enter into spiritual life.
Yeah.
Spiritual life means becoming detached from material life and engaging in the loving service of the Lord.
Yeah, correct. So not only just detaching from material life, that's not spiritual life. That is negating the negative. But where is the engagement in the positive? Like, you know, Buddha taught, you know, desire is the root cause of all evil. So give up desires. Okay, you are ready to give up desire, but then what to do then? Then do nothing. No, that will not work. Like if you tell a man working in a company, he says, sir, my salary is not enough in this company. They are only giving me 40,000. Actually, I am very intelligent. I could be getting 60 or 80,000 somewhere else. Then you say, okay, you are not satisfied? No, I am not satisfied. So give up the job. You tell him, will he give up? He will say that, you know, sir, I am not saying I want to give up the job. I am looking for a better one. So if you offer him a better job, then he will give up this job. But if you don't offer a better job and tell him, give it up, then he will say, at least I am getting 40 now here. If I give up the job, I will get nothing, isn't it? Similarly, the living entities think, at least I am getting some sense gratification here now. And if I give it up, then what is the hope for me? I will get nothing. Big zero? That they don't want. Therefore, it is said, spiritual life means not only detached from material life, there should be a positive engagement in loving service of the Lord, yeah. And then what are the benefits of Jnana Shunya Bhakti?
A pure devotee is completely surrendered to the lotus feet of the Lord, and only by his love does he conquer Krishna, who cannot be conquered by anyone.
Ajita jitopya sita strilokyam, it is said. So that's the verse. Jnane prayasa mudapasya namanta yeva jivanti santmukharitam bhavadiya vartam. It says, kick out all speculative tendencies of jnana. We don't want, you know, we don't want to speculate about God. We will accept the words of the Vaishnava Acharyas coming down in the line. And we accept as they present about Krishna. Just like what, you know, Shaunakada Rishis did with Suta Goswami. They were all struggling hard to do a yajna. It was blackening their faces. The result was not very certain. And they were not very sure about the ultimate goal of life. So, when they were in a confused state, they were looking for someone to guide them. At that time, Suta Goswami arrived there. And then they made him they gave him the esteemed seat of honor. And they made him speak Srimad Bhagavatam. And they all became very powerfully delighted subsequently by hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam. Even after hearing a few chapters, they told in one of the verses, Tanno Bhavan Vai Bhagavat Pradhano Mahattamai Kanta Parayanasya Hare Rudaram Charitam Vishuddham Shushrushatam No Vitanotu Vidvan. Beautiful verse it is. They are saying, Tanno Bhavan Vai Bhagavat Pradhano. You are a Bhagavat Pradhan and we are Shushrushatam. We are eager to hear and you are very qualified to speak. And Lord Hari is also Udaram, very magnanimous. So a wonderful combination. Lord Hari is merciful and you are qualified to speak Hari's glories and we are very eager to hear. I think we are all a wonderful combination, they said. And we are very thankful to you. After hearing the Amritamaya Katha about Lord Krishna from you, we are developing more confidence after hearing this Katha. And we were never so confident when we were doing the Yajna. which was blackening our faces, like that they are saying. So they kicked out Karmakanda and they went on to hear from Suta Goswami. You find that. Similarly, Charvamattacharya, Prakashananda, they kicked out Jnanakanda and they surrendered to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and accepted bhakti as their only goal of life. So in this way, Jnane Prayasa Mudapasya Namantu Yeva Jeevanti Sant Mukharitam Bhavadiya Vartam Stane Stitha. Similarly, Sukadeva Goswami went to forest as a Brahman realized Jnani. He kicked away Jnana and accepted the shelter of Krishna in bhakti and sat and heard the Bhagavatam from Vedavyas. You see? That's what is the famous verse. Stane, it is Jnane Prayasa Mudapasya. Beautiful verse it is. Yeah. Krishna is called Ajita, but Ajita Jitopesi Taistri Lokyam. The unconquerable Krishna can be conquered by this Jnana Shunya Bhakti. Like for example, the Vrijabhasis of Vrindavan, you know, they may not be so elevated in Jnana like Uddhava, correct, no? But when Uddhava came to Vrindavan as a student of Brihaspati, very deeply learned and everything, and when he spoke about Krishna's pastimes, you know, all the gopis went mad practically. They were actually narrating the pastimes. I mean, they were demonstrating the pastimes of Krishna. By one gopi took the end of her sari and said, "Hey, all of you, Vrijabhasis, come under the shelter of this hill." She was remembering the Govardhan hill. Another gopi climbed on the shoulder of another gopi and said, "Hey, Kaliya, I will subdue you today." And Uddhava was shocked. He said, "These gopis are practically mad after Krishna. And I am actually knowledgeable about Krishna. But my knowledge is not helping me to develop such love like this. Actually, this is the love I am aspiring for. But my jnana is putting a blockage. You know, it's creating little hesitation in being so spontaneous." Like sometimes you find the jnani type devotees also sometimes. They are more bookworm oriented sometimes. They may be very good in book, but when it comes to practical devotion, many times, like worshipping the deities, you know, and rendering practical services like cooking, practical services like cleaning, washing, book distribution, and joining Harinam Sankirtan. So in this, there is a kind of little hesitation to spend time in this. On the other hand, they derive a lot of delight in intellectual titillation, where you just sit with some book and then you are speculating or you are thinking more about what you are contemplating. They delight more in that. So sometimes jnana can become a stumbling block in bhakti. Because Prabhupada says jnana is like an adult boy and bhakti is like a baby. The babies take shelter of mother more quickly and easily and helplessly than a grown-up boy who takes shelter of parents, mother and father. His dependence becomes a bit reduced. Similarly, the jnana type of people, they think, you know, I am understanding it, I am smart, I have figured it out, I can figure out the truth. In fact, some of the people who have little extra knowledge than the average people, they even start putting acharyas under the electron microscope and start analyzing why this particular acharya says this, that acharya says that, you know. So they even consider the superiors to be analyzable, superior acharyas to be analyzable. In this way, jnana can sometimes pollute our bhakti, pollute our simplicity, pollute our innocence, pollute our ability to surrender. It can paralyze us and make it difficult for us to surrender, that type of thing. Uddhava felt that. Therefore, Uddhava wished himself. He said that famous verse, "Asamaho charanarenu maham jusham syam vrindavane kimapi gulbalatau shadinam." Like that he said, "I want to become a lata or a venugulma." First he said, "Let me become a tree in Vrindavan." Then he said, "If I am a tree, how can gopis put the dust on the tree? You know, you think they will take the dust and throw it on the tree? It won't happen." Then he said, "No, I am happy to be a plant in Vrindavan," he said. But even plant is not enough to get mercy of gopis. Then he prayed, let me become a grass in Vrindavan. If you become a grass, gopis may walk over me. And the dust will come on my head. If I tell them, now put your dust on my head, they will laugh at me. They will say, hey, look at this fellow, he is a Brihaspati student, great scholar, and we are simply rustic girls, milking the cows and carrying buttermilk, making makhan at home. We do the household chores of caring for the children, husband and mother and father. And this fellow is asking dust from our feet, they will laugh at me. I can't ask. So therefore I pray, he said, to become a grass in Vrindavan, so that unknowingly they will walk over me, and in this way I will get their dust. Same way Lakshmiji is praying with folded palms in Bilbavan, may this Vrijabasis, give me Vrija Prema, like that. So therefore, when the jnana can sometimes become a stumbling block. So jnana shunya means, when one is free from the jnana propensity, and one has purposes in Kuntivanana is one of the purports. Just love Krishna. There is no analyzing, there is no use analyzing about Krishna. Then one may ask, then why did Prabhupada write so many books? Actually, the Prabhupada books also, Prabhupada says that by sometimes the knowledge about Krishna can lead to surrender to Krishna also. And knowledge about Krishna can lead to admiration of Krishna or affection for Krishna. Sometimes knowledge of Krishna may fill up our hearts with awe and veneration, and we may say that, oh my Lord, Krishna is so wonderful, I am so foolish. So the goal of studying about the opulences of Krishna is to charm our hearts and help us surrender to Him. So that's the goal of knowledge. The goal of knowledge is that the jnana should lead to bhakti. If jnana does not lead to bhakti, that jnana is simply considered a burdensome thing. It's like a Bharavahi, like a donkey carrying, big sack of basmati rice. You can't eat even one palm full of that. So, therefore, jnana shunya is mentioned here. Such a jnana shunya devotee, which means his bhakti becomes a very stable bhakti, such a person actually can conquer Krishna. Ajita jitopyasita istrilokyam, it says. Then comes the prema bhakti. Let us see the other list. Yeah. In this entire beginning with Swadharma, Acharana to Prema Bhakti, all these are different processes and procedures. But once you reach Prema Bhakti, which is actually Vaidya Bhakti, from here only in ISKCON Prabhupada started. From ISKCON. Starts with Prema Bhakti, which is Vaidya Bhakti. And then eventually one will come to Raga Bhakti and then the five rasas and all. And this is called Paro Dharma. Then one practices Paro Dharma. Please read that. Mahaprabhu. In 68, let us see what Mahaprabhu said. Okay. Prabhu kahe yeho haya, aage kaha aar. Raay kahe prema bhakti, sarva sadhya saar. See, here is the first time Mahaprabhu is saying, yeho haya, jnana shunya bhakti is the thing. He said, this is all right, very good. Aage kaha aar, he said, from here he accepted this. Prior to this, he rejected up to jnana mishra bhakti, he didn't accept. Because that is not shuddha bhakti. Jnana shunya bhakti onwards, the shuddha bhakti starts. So Mahaprabhu accepted jnana shunya bhakti. But then he said, aage kaha ar? Tell me more. And then Rai told them, prema bhakti, sarva sadhya sar. He told them. He said, ecstatic love for Supreme Lord is the essence of all perfection. Yeah. And then Prabhupada explains the same thing, okay. Then next verse is, please read this one.
Ramananda Rai continued, as long as there is hunger and thirst within the stomach, varieties of food and drink make one feel very happy. Similarly, when the Lord is worshipped with pure love, the various activities performed in the course of that worship awaken transcendental bliss in the heart of the devotee.
Nice example. See, when your hunger is very high, as soon as the prasad plate comes in front of you, you eat all the items very eagerly. Huh? Like for example, you eat the sabji, you eat the pulav, kadhi and puran poli, and sweets and everything, every bit of it you enjoy. And you also remember what consciously, which item I am eating, how delicious it is. You will even give comments also about each item. But sometimes your stomach is full and there is no hunger. There is no appetite, stomach. So people are asking, hey, it's time for lunch. You are not going. Because sometimes people eat a very heavy breakfast in the morning, uttapa or chow mein or something like that in the morning, very heavy. Yeah? And then lunch, 1 o'clock, they are not hungry. So you call them for lunch, they will ask you, okay, Prabhu, I'll come, but what is there in the kitchen today? What is the sabji? He is thinking whether to go now or after 2 hours. He is not in a hurry. So therefore, there is a hunger required, he says. Now, hunger for what? Hunger for practicing and devotional service to Lord, worshipping Him. Very, with deep sentiments to worship Him. Therefore, in the second part, if you see, he says, when the Lord is worshipped, you put this, no? When the Lord is worshipped with pure love, the various activities, see, there is a big difference between doing anything with love and doing anything mechanically. That is a very big difference. Like for example, in the West, in many of the hotels, the whole hotel is run with not a single human being. Then how do you think it is run? As soon as you go to the... actually, on mobile only, you get the code number and everything. So you go to the particular address of the hotel. So you put the particular code, then you can get into this up to this point. There you put, you get another code there. Then you put the code here. Then you go to the aisle, then you go to the room. Then you can open the room with certain codes. Multiple codes are there. You want food, you have to call somebody. And then the food will be supplied to you on certain time. So everything is done by mechanized systems. Now the activities are happening. You are able to reach the hotel, you are able to go into the room, bathroom is there, latrine is there, facilities are there. But there is something seriously missing there, which you have when you go home. When somebody returns home, as soon as one batters the door, like I remember whenever I would go from my college days to home, or even as a brahmachari, sometimes I would visit home once a year. You know, even when they know that I am going to come on that particular day, I would be passing past the window of my house. Here there will be a window, I pass it past the window, and even before I reach the door, you know, they would open the door. They know that this is the time I am coming, my train timing and everything. Open the door, wow, everybody will be excited. Mother, father, sisters, everybody will surround. Actually, sometimes I would reach at 7 o'clock in the morning. And after I go, practically, you go to the front hall, you go, put your luggage and talking to father for a while, mother for a while, sisters for a while. Suddenly, I'll see, look at the clock, it'll be 10 o'clock or 11. Morning, my Lord, they will say, now you must be very hungry now. Go immediately, go and take a bath. And come and please take prasad ready now, they will say. So, you will see, when there is a great excitement in welcoming you, and you are actually longing to see them, they are longing to see you. Even in the mundane world, even the mundane love is so fascinating and so charming to our hearts. Similarly, you see somebody is going to study abroad. Mother, father, they come to the airport. You know, they are sobbing with a kerchief. You know, we have to be separated for a year or two. So that relationship, sambandha, creates a very deep impression in people's hearts. Whether it is meeting or whether it is separation, both. I am not talking about spiritual yet. Spiritual you have to come. This I am telling even in mundane. Then the life has some excitement. Life has some thrill. Life has some interest. Life appears worth living. Life appears meaningful, sensible, purposeful, joyful, and memorable. Life becomes all this to you when there is some emotion involved there. Otherwise, life is simply like a dead machine. Like I told you, you go to a hotel, there is not a single human being there. Everything is machines, mechanized. Yeah, everything. Of course, everywhere in the world, across the globe, they are trying to mechanize things because it becomes very easy. You know, machines don't have free will. They just do what you tell them to do because there is no soul inside. There is no free will there. So, sometimes a man feels the machines are more effective and they just do when you program them to do something. Although the work is done, there is no heart involved, there is no love involved, affection is not involved. So therefore, in the same manner in the path of bhakti also, you read this verse, Manmana Abhava Mad Bhakto, Madhyaji Mam Namaskuru. There Prabhupada says that I'll just show you that. You can read it. This one, huh? So Prabhupada uses the word official meditator. He says this is the verse. You can read this one. This is the verse, famous verse. Which is the verse? Manmana bhava mad bhakto madhyaji mam namaskuru mame vaishyasi satyam te patijane priyosime 18.65. So here Prabhupada says in the purport. Okay, read the translation also.
Always think of me, become my devotee, worship me and offer your homage unto me. Thus you will come to me without fail. I promise you this because you are my very dear friend.
Yeah, see how Krishna is so personal, so kind with us. Always think of me, become my devotee, worship me, offer your homage unto me, and then you will come back to me without fail. I promise you this because you are my very dear friend. Mame vashya satyam te pratijane priyosime. He uses words like this, priyosime, ishtosime, ishtosime dridamiti, idam bhakshyami te hitam. Another place is bhaktosime sakha cheti. Ardhana, you are my sakha, you are very ishta to me, you are very dear to me. Idam tu te guhyatamam pravakshyami anasoyeva. You are non-envious of me, Arjuna. So I will deliver this knowledge to you. You are my dear friend. You are my dear devotee. And lot of promises Krishna gives. Kaunte pati janihi name bhakta pranashyati. Yogakshema vahamyaham. Dadami buddhi yogam tam yenamam payanti. There is another verse. Machitta sarvadurgani mat prasada attarishyasi. He says that by my mercy, my devotees can be easily delivered. He says, Aham tvam sarva papebhya moksha ishami. Like that verses he says. So, the purport Prabhupada is saying, please read it.
The most confidential part of knowledge is that one should become a pure devotee of Krishna and always think of him and act for him. One should not become an official meditator.
Official meditator means what? He goes to the temple during a certain season. Janmashtami season, you will see, find him in Krishna temple. Shivaratri season, you will find him in Shiva temple. You know, sometimes you find him in Ganesh temple, sometimes you find him, you know, in different temples like this. Certain seasons when certain Durga Puja comes, then you find him in Durga temple. So some people are seasonal devotees, we call them, seasonal people, religious people like that. It's one category. And then there may be others who may even be coming to ISKCON temple also, there are people. I remember in camp, in our Pune camp temple, you know, there are certain people who have been coming for the last 20 years also. They will come to temple, they have relationship only with the deities. They'll come to temple. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Like that they'll clap hands. You know, they come at 12:30 in the morning or in the evening, 7 o'clock, Gaurarti they come. They come and sing. And they will have, ritualistically what they will do, they will they will see the Lord, they will bow down to Him. When the altar open, they will raise the hand and they will bow down. And then they will clap hands, attend the arati, take the arati lamp and everything. And they are hazar, you know, they have given the attendance to the Lord. And they will go away. You know. You ask any of them, you are worshipping these two personalities with raised hands, who are they? Many of them don't know. They are Gaur-Nithai. Similarly, you ask them, what knowledge did you cultivate about Lord Krishna, who is standing here along with Radharani, who is his Shakti? You know, they have not attended any course, any classes. They have not read any Prabhupada books. But they do it as a ritual. They come to temple. Sometimes they bring flowers, sometimes they bring fruit. They have some here and there. They have watched some movies they have seen on Krishna, Rama, Ramanand Sagar, here and there, bits they may be knowing. But they have not taken bhakti as in a serious manner, as their life and soul. So for them, this kind of bhakti, going to temple, is one side thing. It's like a pious entertainment. Like that, yeah. They are respectful to sadhus also. But they will not associate and take advantage of the knowledge. The Prabhupada is saying, don't be official meditator. So their worship is more or less ritualistic. Still, it's not a bad idea because they are coming to a Krishna temple, taking darshan of the deity. At least a good beginning, you can say. But one shouldn't get stuck up in that official meditative platform. One should go ahead. Prabhupada is saying, see here, life should be
so molded that one will always have the chance to think of Krishna. One should always act in such a way that all his daily activities are in connection with Krishna.
Yes.
He should arrange his life in such a way that throughout the 24 hours he cannot but think of Krishna.
Yes.
And the Lord's promise is that...
He says, 24 hours we should have chance to think of Krishna, he's saying. And anyone in such pure Krishna consciousness will certainly turn to his abode, he's saying. This is the most confidential part of. That means Prabhupada says, don't add Krishna as one another additional item in your life to provide for your material needs, but make Krishna the center of your life, not a side person in your life, like that Prabhupada is saying. Yeah. So therefore, okay, and that is the meaning of this hunger and thirst within the stomach. When there is a spiritual hunger for, where is my Krishna, where is my Lord, He is my Master. When will I, Nayanam Galadashudharaya, and that he says, Nayanam Galadashudharaya, Vadanam Gadgadarudhyagira, Polake Nichitam Vapuk Kada, Tavanama Grihane Vavishyati. Kada means actually, I am feeling Govinda Viraha, he says. There is a very strong hunger in Mahaprabhu to meet Krishna, to see Krishna, to surrender to Him, to love Him, to serve Him. The hunger is very great. Then that kind of hunger for expressing our bhakti and getting a chance to serve the Lord, when that hunger is there, then therefore He says, when the Lord is worshipped with pure love, the various activities performed in the course of that worship awaken transcendental bliss in the heart of the devotee. See, the meaning of various activities performed in the course of that worship means, for example, Madhavendra Puri, he was told to bring sandalwood pulp, sandalwood from Malaya Hills. So, on the way also he was remembering, oh, my Gopal came in my dream, ordered me to go to Jagannath Puri and bring the sandalwood. How wonderful the service is. I'm going to bring chandan and make a paste and apply it on my Gopal, how valuable it is. And on the way, you know, he is thinking of Kshirchor Gopinath temple, Remuna. So there he saw the Amritakeli going for offering. Immediately he thought of his Gopal. Oh, these fellows are offering nice boga offering. I wish I can also make the same one for my Gopal too. Like that he is thinking. And then he is feeling shy that I thought about the Amritakeli before it went for offering. It was an offense and all. He left the temple. Then Lord did a pastime with him by stealing a pot of sweet rice for him and gave him. That's another sweet this thing. So in this way you will find the devotee, whatever activities he is doing, in the course of doing those activities, his bliss keeps on increasing more and more. In every activity, every speech, every activity. Yeah. Then this one, 17th verse. Krishna Bhakti Rasabhavitamati Kriyatam Yadi Kutopi Labhyate Tatra Lolyamapi Mulya Mekalam Janma Koti Sakrutayana Labhyate. Please read the translation.
Pure devotional service in Krishna consciousness cannot be had even by pious activity in hundreds and thousands of lives. It can be attained only by paying one price, that is, intense greed to obtain it. If it is available somewhere, one must purchase it without delay.
First of all, let us see some examples of where you get such pure devotion. The small Dasiputra boy in Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, 4, 5, 6 chapters we study about. So, he came across pure devotees in his life, who are Bhakti Vedantas, who came to the village to stay during the Chaturmas period. And by their association, the boy went on to become Narada, such a great, powerful personality. So, in the same manner, Prabhupada says, if one is fortunate to associate with a pure devotee, he is so blessed and so fortunate. Pure devotee, Prabhupada says, is like a potent drug, he says, a potent injection. If a doctor gives in your hand, intravenous, in the hand, and he gives, the injection goes, immediately it has an effect on the body. Immediately the fever subsides. Sometimes doctors give you tablets and you say, the doctor, last 3 days I am taking tablet, not working. Okay, come here, take injection, correct, no? Injection is directly sent into the bloodstream and immediately within 1 hour is cured, immediately. Similarly, we all have disease of Bhavaroga. Bhavaroga means material existence, Janma Mrityu Jara Vyadi and Kama Krodha Lobha and all that we are suffering. So if the association with the pure devotee and the connectivity happens, very quickly the change of heart happens. Another example I'll tell you apart from the Bhaktivedantas is Mrigari and Narada. Mrigari was such a degraded, heartless, cruel, aggressive, barbaric hunter, you know, half-killing animals and birds. And then by association with Narada, he became a soft-hearted, flower-like Vaishnava, who didn't want even hurt ants also. Just see the radical transformation. Such a cruel person can become a compassionate person. A selfish person can become a selfless person. A vicious person can become a virtuous person. Isn't it? In this way, you can find many examples in the Shastra, like I am just now sharing about a couple of examples I told you for pure devotees who brought about a change. See, the Dasiputra associated with Bhaktivedantas and he became eventually Narada. Then Narada gave association to Mrigari, isn't it? And then Mrigari became very exalted. This is like a fire hopping and jumping from one place to another. Earlier Narada was a Dasiputra. He got Bhakti, which is contagious from the Bhaktivedantas. Then he gave it to Mrigari also. And then Mrigari gave it. Like similarly, Prahalad, in the womb of his mother, how he became Mahabhagavad devotee? Because he heard from Narada. Yeah. Then when he became pure devotee, then he gave association to whom? His friends. Demoniac school friends in the school. And then he made them all into devotees. You will see that. The amazing thing happened like that. So this is a beauty. You'll find the Shuddha Bhakti actually hops and jumps from one Shuddha Bhakta to another. Unfortunately, in that practice of Shuddha Bhakti, even those who are within the purview of a Vaishnava movement or a spiritual movement, you know, there may be hypocrisy, there may be many shortcomings, mixture of karma, jnana, yoga may creep in. And one should be very careful, therefore, while practicing the Shuddha Bhakti, we should aspire for association of pure devotees, number one. And we should also try to practice pure devotional service, knowing what to avoid and what to accept. Like for example, Atyahara Prayasacha Prajalponiya Magraha Janasangashta Lavalyam Chashadvir Bhaktir Vinashyati. This should be avoided. And Utsahanishya Adhairya Tatat Karma Pravartana Sangatyaga Satovrate Shadvir Bhaktir Prasidyati. This should be accepted. So one should know these things and also Anya Vilashita Shunyam Jnana Karmadi Anavrata Manukulya Krishna Anushiranam Bhakti Rutama. So one should know these definitions well, thoroughly, deeply, by studying the literatures of Rupa Goswami and Srila Prabhupada's purports. So in this way, one should first of all know what should I look for in this world. Siddha Bhakti. And the Siddha Bhakti, where is it manifesting? In which persons it is manifesting? And how can I connect with them? And how can I tap that mercy, draw that mercy? He says one should be greedy. He's saying, one shouldn't say, okay, if a pure devotee has come, I don't mind if he wants to give me a class. No, it is not a casual thing. One should actually hanker for the association of pure devotees and by associating with them. Because he says here, even if you have done hundreds and thousands of mundane pious activities, they can't help in getting Siddha Bhakti at all. There is one price we have to pay to get it, which is greed. That Narada boy had a greed to hear Krishna Katha. Therefore he asked them, sirs, am I allowed to sit and hear what you are speaking? Your Katha seems to be very magnetic. You are speaking such wonderful Leela's pastimes of Lord Hari. And they permitted him to sit. Therefore he says, Anugrahena Ashnavam Manohara. By their mercy I could sit and listen to them. Their wonderful Katha. He had that type of greed. And what about Mrugari's qualification? He had the right type of submission and surrender to a pure devotee, Narada. So he attained perfection also. So in our life, are we submitting, are we surrendering, are we greedy to attain pure love, or we are satisfied with complacent bhakti? Complacent bhakti means coasting along, dragging along, sluggish, lazy, lethargic, you know, inattentive, offensive devotional service. So that type of devotional service may be dragging us, and we may hang around for a while, but it will neither be fully satisfying, nor will it give us much progress. In the long run, it will become very burdensome, cumbersome. Then oftentimes people want to pull out from the mainstream devotee community, and they want a little bit to go to the side and relax a bit. It's called coasting along, we call it. They want to take it easy, they want to take it light. They say that, you know, Lord Chaitanya is very merciful. You know, we don't have to go so fast. And I can take a little more time and come. And many people get lost also, yeah. So therefore, one has to... he says that the greed is required, he says, yeah. Prabhupada is saying, these verses are quoted from Padyavali. Yeah. Let's read that. Verse 70 refers to devotion service rendered out of intense greed. Yeah, read the first.
The first is devotional service rendered in accordance with the regulative principles, and the second refers to spontaneous loving service of the Lord without extraneous endeavor. Henceforward, the basic principle underlying the talks between Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Ramananda Rai will be spontaneous loving service to the Lord.
Correct. So, that type of intense greed is enhanced more and more as one goes from Vaidhi to Raganuga Bhakti. Actually, in Vaidhi Bhakti is performed due to fear or due to order. A guru orders the disciple that I order you to chant 16 rounds. I order you to rise early in the morning. I order you to preach. Then you follow the order due to respect for the guru. Another reason is you are afraid of death. Some people say, Prabhuji, Corona started, anytime people may die, even I may die also. So they think that, better Prabhuji, I start 16 rounds. Some were chanting 4 rounds or 6 rounds, they jumped to 16. Because they were not sure whether how long will this body continue. Youngsters are dying, old people are dying, all kinds of people are dying, better I become serious. So that's called Vaidhi Bhakti. Vaidhi Sadhana Bhakti means, you take to Bhakti due to some balotpadita. That is pressure in the situation around you, which is not a bad idea. Ultimately, whatever leads you to becoming serious with Krishna is good. And another one is respect for the order of Guru. So in this way, one may follow this Vaidhi Bhakti. And that it's not enough to keep on doing that in the Vaidhi platform. One has to eventually go to Raganuga platform, where one will do spontaneous Bhakti, means without any push or without any other cause, one cannot stop Bhakti. One will come to the point, one becomes very greedy to advance in bhakti. It's wonderful, valuable greed it is. This greed we all need. We don't need material greed for economic development. Yeah. Yes?
The regulative principles, according to the injunctions of the Shastras, are necessary in so far as one's original dormant Krishna consciousness is not spontaneously awakened. An example of spontaneous action is the flowing of rivers into the ocean. Nothing can stop this flow of water. Similarly, when one's dormant Krishna consciousness is awakened, it spontaneously flows to the lotus feet of Krishna without impediment. Whatever will be spoken henceforth by Ramananda Rai based on spontaneous love will be agreeable to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and the Lord will ask him more and more about this subject.
Mahaprabhu really loved to hear from Prema Bhakti and then higher stages of Prema Bhakti. Therefore, that is going to be explained by Ramananda Rai now further. Yeah. Spontaneous means Raganuga. From this stage on, more Raganuga explanation will come. So, before one can enter into this, one should go to the nectar of devotion where the Shuddha Bhakti at Vaidhi Sadhana Bhakti is explained very much in detail. The 64 regulative principles, one should follow them very carefully. And one should know the Shuddha Bhakti definition also. Pure devotion service definition elaborately is explained. So with all that understanding, one can render Vaidhi Bhakti regularly. And then we can understand this higher stages of Raganuga. Prabhu kahe yeho haya aage kaha aar. Raya kahe dasya prema sarva sadhya sar.
Hearing up to the point of spontaneous love, the Lord said, "This is all right, but if you know more, please tell me." In reply, Ramananda Rai said, "Spontaneous loving service in servitude, as exchanged by master and servant, is the highest perfection."
Yeah. See, prior to this, he just said that love of God in general. But when we talk about love of God in general, there are many people across the globe. People talk of God as a father and themselves as a son of God or children of God. That type of thing they have, people have idea, notion. And Prabhupada says that it's not a very good relation. He says, why? Because generally the children tend to ask things of the father. Papa, mobile chahiye. Papa, bike chahiye. Papa, ye dijiye, wo dijiye. Bahut acche papa hai. Bade papa, bahut acche hai. So they keep taking like that. So therefore our Mahaprabhu wanted to know, okay, you're talking about love of God, but what type of love is that? Can you explain more? Then he said, Dasyaras, master and servant, he said. Spontaneous loving service in servitude as master and servant is highest perfection. Okay, we'll read from the other bullet points. Read this one, 68.
Practicing jnana, prayasam, sadhana bhakti leads to the platform of ecstatic loving service, prema bhakti. Sadhana bhakti progresses from shraddha, sadhu sangha, bhajan kriya, anartha nivritti, prema bhakti.
Yeah, correct. So, when we kick out all speculation and faithfully hear from Vaishnavas and engage our body, mind, words in Krishna's service, then unconquerable Lord becomes conquerable. So that is called sadhana bhakti. And then that gradually awakens prema bhakti. So there are two verses given here, 69 and 70. So 69, that hunger example was given. No? Devotion service rendered in accordance with the regulative principles. So now how to kindle that hunger in our heart to awaken love? Father Prabhupada uses one very beautiful word in the Nectar of Instruction. He says, there are certain procedures administered by the Vaishnava Gurus in the lives of their disciples. And there are methods of tapasya in the NOI, Prabhupada explains that. And that involves hearing, chanting, taking darshan of the deities, rendering sevas, different associating with devotees, and studying the literature. And in this way he says that gradually by all these things, and chanting the holy name, fixed number of rounds and all these things, gradually it awakens transcendental bliss in the heart of the devotee. and that when the bliss, initially it is thin, and as sense gratification is gradually stopped or kept to the minimum, and then once that bliss proportionately increases with one's very sincere practice. So that is Vaidhi Bhakti. And then the subsequent thing is Raghavanuga Bhakti, is the famous verse. Krishna Bhakti Rasa Bhavitamati. That's this verse. Which is, that verse talks about Raghavanuga Bhakti for intense longing or greed for Krishna. Yeah, read it.
Lesson 26. The regulative principles according to the injunctions of the Shastras are necessary in so far as one's original dormant Krishna consciousness is not spontaneously awakened.
These 64 principles are very important for those who are doing Vaidhi Sadhana Bhakti. For example, all of us, we have to go to temple and take darshan of the deity. But we can't say Krishna is everywhere. But once a person has come to the Raghavanuga Bhakti, even if he doesn't go to temple, he is sitting in a forest, he will think this forest is Vrindavan. Every mountain is Govardhan. Every river is Yamuna. Like that you can see. So therefore, you can't tell them, hey, last 1 month you are not going to any temple to take darshan of the Lord. How are you, you know, roaming in the forest? We can't say, because he has already awakened spontaneous love. So wherever he turns around, he sees Krishna only. Correct, no? So for them, the regulative principles are not strictly applied. The regulative principles, 64 regulative principles. They are not so emphatically applied because they have crossed those basic norms for Vaidhi Sadhana Bhakti. Now they come to Raghavanuga. Yeah, yes, purport.
Flowing of rivers into the ocean. Nothing can stop this flow of water. Similarly, when one's dormant Krishna consciousness is awakened, it spontaneously flows to the lotus feet of Krishna without impediment.
Tvayi me ananya vishaya matir madupate sakrat ratim budbhata dadha gange vaugham udanvati. Like that verse says. This is by Kunti Maharani. May my mind flow towards your lotus feet, Krishna, which is like the ocean. So she is saying that let there be no obstacles. Even if there are trees, the water will go below our top. If there is a big rock, it will go from the sides. But it will go to the ocean. Let my mind always flow to you, giving devotional service to you. She is saying. And Dasya?
Lord, alright. If you know more, please tell. Right? Spontaneous loving service in servitude, highest perfection.
Reference is given. And it will be there in this thing. I'll show you this verse. Which is the verse? Yeah, famous verse. Yanna Amashadhi Matrena Puman Bhavati Nirmalaha Tasya Tirtha Padakyam Badasanam Avashishyate. Here, Durvasa is talking about Ambarish Maharaj, who is in the mood of a Das of Lord Narayana. Dasanam. Please read this.
What is impossible for the servants of the Lord, by the very hearing of His holy name, one is purified.
Yeah, like Hanuman is a servant of the Lord. Advaita Acharya Prabhu wanted to be servant of Lord Chaitanya. There is one more verse in the Stotra Ratnam. Prabhupada would often quote it. Like one time Prabhupada in Juhu Beach showed our devotees from Juhu Temple. Look at the military officer along with his dog, how confidently they are walking. The master is walking confidently with a raised, like that he is walking very boldly. And the dog is also walking the same way. And Prabhupada said he is carrying the dog with the leash. And why is the dog confident? Prabhupada asked. And then Prabhupada himself answered it. He said he has got a capable master. So because of that, the dog is happy. Similarly, Prabhupada said, when one has obtained the servitorship to Lord Krishna, the jiva becomes completely peaceful and satisfied. I have a master. And another example Prabhupada gives in one of the Gita purports, that in the ring, if you see, there's the Neelamani put over the ring. The gold ring is beautiful, but if you make it studded with a Neelamani at the top, it looks even more beautiful. Huh? Similarly, Prabhupada said the gold ring is like the jiva, and the Neelamani is like Krishna, whom the jiva is carrying in his heart. Huh? But if you remove the Neelamani, then it becomes a depression in that ring. Huh? Similarly, if the jiva forgets Krishna, he becomes depressed in his heart. Correct, no? So in this way, we all need a master in our life, and we are meeting many false masters in this world, and we are getting cheated, and we suffer badly. At last, we come to Krishna consciousness, and then you understand Krishna is the real master. So that is about Dasya Prema, like Hanuman, our Sugriva, Guha. They were all in the mood of a servant, but in servants also there are three categories of servants. There is a there is a Preshya, they call it. Huh? Preshya and Kinkar and Das. For example, one who is acting as a servant of the Lord is like Das. He interacts a lot with the Lord, like our Lakshman interacting with Lord Rama. And if you see, the Kinkar are like Hanuman. He is not all the time interacting like Lakshman. But whenever he comes to Ram with folded palms, he says, Kim Karomi? Oh sir, Rama, what can I do for you? So they are always in a mood of taking service from the master and doing it, executing it and coming and submitting to the master happily. They just like being servant. And Preshya means they are very afraid of the master due to respect for the master and affection for the master. They have lot of Aishwarya Bhava. They will never come in front of Ram, like Sugriva and Nishada, Guha and all of them. From a distance only they will be looking at the beauty of the Lord, smile of the Lord. And if they want to ask the Lord something, they will have somebody like Lakshman or Hanuman on behalf of them going to Lord and talking. So all three are in servant mode. All the three types of servants also, yeah. So that is talking about. So Prabhupada used to say this verse that there's an sotra, and I'll tell you the verse. Bhavantamemanucharan nirantarah prashantanishesha manoratantarah kadahamaikantika nitya kinkarah praharshayishyami sanata jivitam. He says, amazing verse it is. My dear Lord, when will you call me and engage me in your service as your servant? He says that my heart's desires will be fulfilled if I can get the chance, like that he is saying. And I'll be praharshyami, I will be very joyful serving you at your lotus feet, rather than wandering as an orphan dog in this world and getting stoned by Maya very badly. Like that he is saying. And then, yeah, correct, this is the one, no? Yeah, it's given here. Same verse is given here. Yeah. See, this is also given. This verse also. You saw, no? These are the two verses I quoted now. Prabhu kahe yekhaya kichwa geyar Raya kahe sakya prema sarva sadhya sar. Now from Dasya he went to? Sakya.
Hearing this from Ramananda Rai, the Lord again requested him to go a step further. In reply, Ramananda Rai said, loving service to Krishna rendered in fraternity is the highest perfection.
That means in the mood of a friend.
As long as loving service is rendered to the Lord in the master-servant relationship, there is some fear for the servant.
Yeah.
Is always afraid of the master, despite the intimacy of self-interest.
Like I told you, Hanuman, Sugriva, Nishadga, Guha, Vibhishan and all, they had great deep love for Ram, but they expressed that love by being at little distance. It's because Devaki Anand Poo was telling, You know, even in India, in very cultured villages and towns, when the children or others should talk to their mother, father and all, they look at their feet and talk. You are selling with so much respect. They would not talk to them arrogantly, or they would not oppose them or debate with them, argue with them. They had deep reverence, respect. So in Dasyara, such respect is there. Yeah, go ahead.
In this stage, the servant is always afraid of the master and respectful of him. When the devotee is further advanced, he has nothing to fear. He considers the Lord and himself on an equal level.
At such a time,
the devotee is fully convinced that Lord Krishna is a friend and cannot at all be dissatisfied if the devotee lives with him on an equal level.
What is the meaning of this? He cannot at all be dissatisfied if the devotee lives with him. Actually, the devotee is convinced now that earlier he thought Krishna is my master. Now the affection for Krishna thickens. Like, if you mix some sugar in water and heat it, the sugar becomes a little viscous. And you keep on heating the water, it becomes candy. It becomes rock candy. So love also expands like that. So initially the love made the devotee feel, oh, God is Swami, like Prahlad says, aham tvakamastvat bhaktastvam cha swami anapashrayah nanyate havayorarto raja sevakayoriva. You are raja, I am sevak. Like that he is saying. Yati dasyasi me kaman varamstvam varadarshava kamanam hridya samroham bhavatastu vrine varam. He is saying, if you really want to, you insist, Lord, that you want to give me something, then you destroy my impurity in my heart. Because you are my master, I am your servant, I want to eternally serve you. I don't want to have any other type of relation. This is Prahlad. Prahlad, Dhruva, they all wanted that. But if you see, Sakyaras is a stage when the love thickens. And when that love becomes even more thicker, the devotee not only feels confident to deal with Lord on an equal level, he feels pity for the Lord, compassion for the Lord. And what is that rasa? When he feels compassion for the Lord? Vatsalya. That means the love has become so thick. Actually, you can see this sometimes when a man and woman marry, husband and wife, sometimes there is a good relationship between the two. In certain families, by good fortune or whatever. So the man marries her as a wife only, but the same wife acts like a friend in the capacity of good friend also. Making decisions in his life. Sometimes the wife cares for the husband, just like a mother cares for a son. In all these things, the top three are the most intimate. Conjugal relationship, vatsalya relationship, and sakya relationship. All the three are very intimate. So, in this way, the Sakyaras on an equal level, they can actually give advice to Krishna. They can actually, sometimes, like we saw, in the Demons in Vrindavan Leela, we had the game of Pralambasura pastime. They were playing a tug of war, in which the coward boys headed by Balaram, they defeated Krishna along with his coward boys. Then Krishna and coward boys had to lift Balaram and other coward boys on their shoulder and take them up to Bandiravat. They had to go there and leave under the tree, and then they all would have fun eating lunch together after that. Sometimes, Krishna lies down and the coward boys massage his feet and they fan him. Sometimes Balaram lies down and then Krishna massages Balaram's feet. You can see like that. So in this way, the coward boys are very intimate with Krishna. Climbing on his shoulder. That way, that type of dealing. That is Sakya Prema, he is saying. Yeah. Yes. So there is equality between Lord and the devotee. Yes. And then he is quoting this, which we will study tomorrow. This is a very important verse. I will begin with the 75th verse. You can note down. So it's a very important verse. It's for Sakya Rasa, especially. Shilpa Parki. Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki. Thank you.